Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to SJS here at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, a.k.a. The Chateau. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And who nicknamed this the Chateau? Yes, Jack Ham himself. When he was down here in the Chateau, he goes, my goodness, he says, we'll call this the Chateau. I said, well done. And we have adopted it ever since. If Chateau's good enough for Jack Ham, it's good enough for all of us. And of course, we had the blue-white game, by the way, coming up in just 2.5 weeks. You know that? 2.5 weeks. We're looking forward to that. Actually, 3.5 weeks. So we're looking forward to that at Beaver Stadium at noon that we'll have for you. And also, the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilscher's General Store, located 7 miles south of Sealands Grove and Routes 11 to 15. You can preview all the outstanding and wide variety of merchandise at Hilscher's General Store by going to www.hilscherstore.com. Kevin would like to talk about IndyCar racing today, and he would like to talk about bobsled at Lake George. We will do that segment at 5:05 today. Between now and then, we'll have David Jones of the Harrisburg Patriot News on the show today to talk about that. And also, we're going to have on one of the writers from the Pittsburgh Tribune to talk about the Penguins and their winning streak. All that and more coming up. But first, above the noise, here's Dan Patrick.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
It is great to have you with us on this Wednesday. Dave Jones, Harrisburg Patriot. Josh Yowie, Pittsburgh Tribune. Dave on the NCAA basketball tournament. Josh on the 13-game winning streak of the Penguins. Yes, we are working, and we're working on one of the Phillies announcers because, believe it or not, opening day is Monday.
I actually watched some of the spring training game today, the first couple innings, and that's about all the spring training that's really worth watching, like the first two innings.
Yeah, I agree with that. There really is not much to talk about.
No, Philly scored in the first. Cole Hamels, he struck out two and gave up a double in two innings work.
Which is, okay, that's fine. I mean, this is tune-up time right now. I mean, that's what all it is. It's tune-up time. And, things have changed. Look, things have changed sports-wise in, I don't know, let's pick a number. 25 years. From 1988 to now. How about that?
Okay, what has changed?
Well, let's start with this time of the year. Okay, it was a big thing. Pitchers and catchers report.
Yeah,
it's still a thing because I think it's more of an indication of spring you know, we're getting a little sick of winter. You know, some people were sick of winter on Thanksgiving. But it was a big deal then. But things have changed. The NCAA basketball tournament has really taken on a life of its own now. Now, take, for example, Lionel Simmons and LaSalle. Lionel Simmons, Doug Overton, those guys with Speedy Morse. The tournament was, yeah, a big deal, but not like it is today. And they made it in 1990, Kevin. In fact, I did, you know, Lionel Simmons was one of the few 3,000-point scorers in the history of college basketball. I did his first game.
Yeah, I remember you saying
played
that.
Played Penn State. Yeah. Yep, did it. Played Penn State in the AMI Classic. Penn State won the game by one. I think it was like 56 to 55, something like that. And Simmons had 17 points. That I remember. Then I saw a second game, which is the consolation game as well. And I remember going up to him at Tavern on the Green in 1990. Penn State was in the NIT Final Four. And he was honored as the National Player of the Year. And they had the NIT dinner and also National Player of the Year ceremony at Tavern on the Green. And I walked up to him and I told him, and he goes, man, he says, I said, look, we're the only two people in the room that remember your first points. But the tournament was big, but not to the scale it is now. Thus, spring training has taken on, I think, a different feel for the sports fan, that it's nothing but exhibition games, which is all it is. People don't get worked up over how many innings are thrown by a pitcher, how many at-bats. Because, look, on Monday, you know, for example, and I do not know what Ben Rivera has done in spring training, so I do not know this, okay? But say Ben Rivera is 2-for-30 in spring training. If he goes 3-for-4 in opening day, who cares what he did in spring training?
I'm a very happy person.
He's hitting 750.
Right.
He's hitting 750. Now, are there certain things that are valuable about spring training? Yes. And for the Phillies, huge in a couple of regards. Number one, Ryan Howard looks like he has balance in the batter's watched him. You can see that the Achilles is fine now. He has balance in the batter's box now. He has the ability to stay back on a pitch and then take it and go the other way with if he needs to, and with gap power. And that's big, all right? So that's been a big plus in spring training, that Ryan Howard looks like he has his feet set to go in the batter's box, and he's not favoring one over the other. And because he has balance, he's now hitting with power, you know, that alley power we talk about, from the 375 mark to the 375 mark and everything in between. He can hit home runs and not just pull them, okay? The other part is that Chase Utley has that nice, short, sweet stroke he has back. And it's been consistent. And he's been healthy. And it's made a big difference. Now, the negative is nobody knows how healthy Roy Halladay is. Nobody.
Well, that's the word today, because his ERA is over 6. He has not had – his speed has been very inconsistent this spring. Mm-hmm. There's this, right. And they're very tight-lipped of whether he's hurt or what the issue is. They just say that's just Doc.
And I don't buy it until I see the regular season. Comes out of the gate in the regular season, because there are only so many pitches in an arm. We have praised him for being the bulldog that goes complete games. Now, look, a lot of this is genetic. Okay, a lot of this is genetic. You can have a great physical makeup, and genetically your arm breaks down. It's just the way it is. And then you have other people, no matter what, they got rubber arm, rubber arm, rubber arm. The Braves lucked out in that regard. Glavin, Smoltz, Maddox all went deep into games. And if there was a formula that the Braves had that would allow pitchers to pitch deep into games and give you consistent 8 innings and mix in some complete games, every team would be doing that regiment now, wouldn't they?
You're absolutely right. But, he's also one of those guys. I was just going to say, I think he's also one of those guys that I think needs the competition. I don't think he's at his A game until it actually counts. So maybe that maybe that's what the Phillies are saying when they say that's just Doc.
It could very well be. But I want to see it in the opening 2-3 weeks of the season. Because remember last year, he went on the DL.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay? He was on the disabled list last year when he was up against competition. Okay, there are certain where there are only things in the that's why you're talking free agents and pitchers. There is an inherent risk where you are rolling the dice every time as to how many years you give a pitcher. We talked about this extensively last summer with Cole Hamels. And I think in the end, the Hamels thing's a good move because he has been, for the most part, injury-free. He's been steady and consistent. He's 28 years old.
That's all right, the big so part. I'll He's buy 28 into years that. Old.
Right? I'll buy into that. But what has wrecked the Mets over time? What Mets over time is that when they went to get the ace on the staff, Pedro Martinez, Johan Santana, they both physically broke down.
Yeah, they got him late the in reason their career.
Pedro, well, the reason the Red Sox did not retain Martinez is the Red Sox offered him a 3-year deal, and the Mets offered him 4, and the Red Sox said, absolutely, we'll not give you a 4th year. Now, was it hard parting ways with a guy that was so important to the franchise? Was it hard parting ways with a guy who just helped you win a World Series? Absolutely. But for the long-term health of the club, you had to do it because you have to look at a pitcher and say, I just don't think that that's the investment we can make. The Mets did and got burned by it. Johan Santana, same thing. Mets got burned by it. There are only so many pitches in the arm, and everyone has a different genetic makeup. And it makes a big difference. When you see this, why is it that some guys are absolute horses and go out and, like Verlander, pitch after pitch after pitch? Part of it's mechanics with leg drive and so forth. Why did Nolan Ryan never have any arm trouble all those years? But Jerry Kuzman did. Both came out of the same farm system. Same teachers, one's right-handed, one was left-handed. Why? I mean, Nolan Ryan, in fact, the better years of his career were actually his last 10 or 15, as bleeding as he was, because he had control over what he was doing on the mound, and his makeup was a little different, and his curveball had great, that incredible snap to it, which then made his fastball even more effective. But you talk about the mechanics, the legs of a Nolan Ryan. But why is it that a Nolan Ryan receiver, Kuzman, all come out of the same deal, all of the same, all have the same teachers and so forth, because they all were in the same system at the same time. And two had the longevity they did, and one didn't. You don't know. And again, if there was some magic bean or some magic workout formula the Braves had with Leo Mazzoni as the pitching coach for Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddox, don't you think everybody would be like, hey, let's bring in Leo now? And what did you do? I mean, the Orioles hired him. What happened? The Orioles didn't have Smoltz, Glavine, or Maddox. So I think a lot of it's makeup. And with Roy Halladay, he logged a lot of innings in Toronto. He has logged a lot of innings in Philadelphia. The opening month of the season is a real what they have. Because, I mean, look, you want him to be, if not the ace of the staff, you want him to be at least 1B with Hamels being 1A. But spring training was valuable for the Phillies in that it reestablished Ryan Howard and it reestablished Chase Utley. Utley's had that consistent short stroke working for him. And you can see the physical balance at the plate in Ryan Howard when he hits.
By the way, you mentioned
Ryan. You can see it.
You mentioned Ryan Howard and Chase Utley. There's discussion that because of the fact there's going to be so many interleague games, you could see both of those guys platooning at DH to try and save them a little bit through the season.
No question. I mean, no question.
Brilliant.
I think that's
idea.
A great. I think it's great. And again, it goes back to what I've talked about. Unifying the rules, I think it's something that has to come up for discussion. I know you don't like it. You don't want it. You like the separation.
It's got to happen, though, now because of the way it's set up. You're playing too many interleague games not to do it now.
I mean, it's like the AFC and NFC don't have different rules. No, they don't. Because, you know, the AFL had a couple of different rules, like two-point conversion NFL did and things like that. When they merged, they had one set of rules.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Safely ensconced here at the Chateau. Kevin has never seen the Chateau.
I have not. I've seen photos.
It is not a gated community.
Could have fooled me.
In fact, Drew Kelly was just here the other day.
He mentioned that, actually.
I think he has my equipment.
He mentioned that as well.
He has my mobile unit. Better not send me out to anything mobile here for the next couple of weeks until he brings it back.
That's all right. You're in your relaxed mode now. Till what? June?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, till June.
I got a blue-white game coming up.
Yeah, but that's a home game. That doesn't count.
Okay. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 to 15, Humbles Wharf. And, of course, the Hilsers General Store hotline at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilsers General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove, and routes 11 to 15. Go to www.hilsersstore.com. We were going to have Regis Philbin on in this segment, and then we couldn't get him, so we were going to go with one of the usual Regis backups, Ben Affleck. He wasn't available, so now we go to the third on the totem pole, David Jones from the Harrisburg Patriot News.
I was just sitting in the green room, man. I'm available. I'm always available. You know that. I'll be there for you.
You're the best, man. You know, one of the things about... Okay, let's take in the position I'm sitting in here right now. You and I both know that a lot of people that do so shows such as these don't get out and actually see things for themselves in person. The value of what you and I saw in person over the weekend with Florida Gulf Coast, give us the audience an idea of the value of what we saw.
Oh, wasn't it awesome? The whole thing, this is what the whole tournament is about. And what people who cover pro sports just don't get, because they don't see it. They don't see the vibrancy of these kids from places. The way I compare it is to, it's almost like Mystic Pizza, you know. It's a little pizza, mom-and-pop pizza joint that knows they make great pizza, but they never get recognized. And all the people buy the crappy Papa John's, and they never get to prove that, hey, our pizza's better than that stuff. And... they have such joy when they prove it. That's what you miss if you're not there, and that's what Florida Gulf Coast was. It was so much fun.
No question. And then there's how they do it. They played, let's go back to Friday night, they played Georgetown's game essentially in a grinded-out deal in the first half, and they hung. But then they played their style in the second half. When we went into the locker room to talk with Brett Comer, you led, I think, with the first four or five questions.
And it was that I wouldn't shut up, right?
Well, no, but it was good stuff. You were taking it in the right direction. That's what made it so great. And the direction was, okay, up seven, clock winding, pull it out. Not these guys. To have that swashbuckling style, how much did you appreciate that?
Yeah, there's 7 minutes. They're up seven. They've mm-hmm. been up, what, 19 in that game?
Right, and Georgetown's so, coming back.
Yeah, Georgetown has started to remember that they're Georgetown. But the way Florida Gulf Coast got this lead was by just going for it the whole game, going for it at every moment. And anybody else in that situation, especially a 15 seed playing a two, probably tries to turtle up, shorten the game, run clock, get fouled, hope they make the free throws. I mean, we saw that with Northern Iowa, remember, against Kansas.
Exactly.
And they almost lost the game.
Right, and he hit the three to win it, yeah.
Yeah, but it took the kind of play that Northern Iowa made to really win the game, except it was just a little sooner. And Brett Comer comes barreling down court. It's a two-on-two. You know, you go back and look at the tape, it's really a 2-on-2. He's got not only Otto Porter there, but another guy in between. And instead of backing it out, I mean, what did they have, 27 seconds on the shot clock?
Oh, yeah. The shot clock had barely started.
Yeah. And there's like a minute 56. And is he going to back it out? No. He's throwing an alley-oop from his hip, flicking it over the top of his head, no look, to Chase Feeler, the 6'9 pogo stick, who's barreling in from the other side. And the defenders, really, I don't even think knew he was there. They weren't looking at him. And that was the beauty of the play. It was aggressive. It was attack mode. And it really, even though Georgetown got it within four later, it really won the game because it was a statement maker. It was more than 2 points. And for a 15 seed to do that at that point of the game was just jaw-dropping. I mean, it was so much fun.
Because it's the last thing Georgetown ever expected.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Georgetown was playing like the stiff corporate team all along. And then that happened to them just when they thought they were getting back in the game, and it had to just kill them. You know, it was the ultimate dagger.
It really was. And I was talking to Dick afterwards. He says, where'd that Kim come from? And you were on the floor. I was in the hockey press box. And I said to him, I said, well, he started at the Canadian flag and came down.
Yeah. He, you know, it wasn't just that it was a spectacular play. It's that those guys didn't consider it risky because they've done it so many times. And that's what Comer said. He's the point guard.
Yeah.
Agent Zero is his nickname. He wears number zero.
You're right.
Number zero. Agent Zero wasn't doing sensible right then. But he was very logical in his answer when I said, hey, I knew he was there. He knew the pass was coming. We've done that so many times. He's the best athlete on the team. He dunks like crazy. Why not do it? And I said, but that's what everyone's saying. Why do that then? No one would do it.
Right.
And he said, well, you saw what happened. The crowd went berserk, and we had it from then on, and they did.
Right,
you know?
And that's when I followed up, and I said, is that the best home crowd you ever played in front of? <That's it. laughs> And he said, yeah, it really is. It was interesting because Andy Enfield said in his press conference, he looked out, he says, I got some crazy dudes, man.
And he's not trying to lasso them, you know. He's not trying to rein them in all the time, and that's the beauty of it. He realizes he's not just a player's coach in the sense that he wants to be their buddies. I don't think it's that.
No.
He's a player's coach in the sense that he realizes, you know, he's the same kind of player's coach that I think Joe Crispin will be. And Joe, we know, is going to try to get into coaching here.
Exactly.
And he will realize that you can't shackle your guy's spirit. You have to let him out a little bit. You have to let out the leash and let him do what they know they can do. That breeds confidence, and it's confidence that has won these two games for Florida Gulf Coast.
There's no question about that. Another a side note, the way the Big Ten tournament does it, of course, is the same as the NCAA, that after a 10-minute period, you get to go in the locker room. You have a choice. You can go over to the press conference if you wish, and they'll bring, you know, players out, or as they refer to them as student-athletes, and a coach. But you can get in the locker room and you can have conversations like that. The value that you as a reporter get out of a conversation of sitting down with somebody like that where it's not so buttoned down.
Yeah, and that's a part of what we do that people never see. And it was funny that DJ Girardi and I were thinking exactly the same thing. You have to make a decision there on deadline pretty quickly and try to see which three guys, and it's always three guys,
right,
that they're going to bring out on the podium, on the dais.
Right.
And in this case, I believe it was Thompson and Sherwood Brown, their senior, and Chase Feeler, correct?
Right.
Was that it?
Yeah, those are the three guys. Yeah, because I stopped by on the way out.
It was those three guys. Well, we know we can get them at some point, but we want to know why Comer did what he did, why he threw that pass then. And Dick and I, we're both thinking the same thing, and I came, walked up and said, you know, it looks like Comer's here, right? And he grinned and said, yeah. He goes, we're going in here.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going in here in the locker room with him, absolutely.
Yeah, and then the other kid was Murray, too, because I wanted to talk to him, too, because he was actually the recipient of a couple of plays that happened in the half as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really good.
Yeah,
the next part. Are you going to go do D.C. next? Is that your next one?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Let's talk about that, because obviously be an interesting one. What are the breakdown in that when you look at that regional, that at least the storyline you're looking in that you hope might develop?
Well, I'm not like nuts about, God, I've covered Duke so many times. You get where the point where you're almost thinking, you know, what happened here? You know, what is the storyline that you haven't seen? Because Duke is always in the East,
right?
And that
goes back to that corporate feel. Because look, when we went to the Duke locker room after, I mean, even in the locker room, they're buttoned down.
Yeah, it's not particularly pleasant.
No,
because they're so practiced.
Right, exactly.
And so
they're filtered.
They're very filtered. You know, it's almost like PR people making sure the message is out. So I happen to enjoy the Marquette kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and I suppose I'm looking at this only from a reporter's standpoint, but that's the way I have to look at it. I mean, Syracuse is, you know what you're going to get there, too. So when you look for a storyline, I mean, immediately when I was looking at Philadelphia, the one thing, it didn't look like a very interesting draw. I was trying to get to Dayton. Right. What I wanted to do was get to Dayton and go down and Bucknell and Lexington, mm-hmm. come back up and do LaSalle and do that. But that looked like, and it was a great, there was a bunch of great stories there, and that was super. But when I looked at Philadelphia, I immediately saw Florida Gulf Coast. I knew they beat Miami. They played a really good schedule, and they went in and played some tough teams on the road. They didn't beat anybody else, but mm-hmm. I knew they were capable of doing that. And I talked to Willie, your producer, about it on his show.
Right.
In this region, Marquette seems to be the team to me that could make a story.
Right.
I picked Miami to win the national title because I think Jim Larrañaga is a really, really good coach.
He sure is.
And I covered that whole thing in D.C. with George Mason 7 years ago,
right.
And that was jaw dropping. But I mean, everyone knows how good they are. So you're looking for a team that can do something that you're not expecting, and to me, that's Marquette. They've got really good guards. They did something that I've seen a lot of teams that weren't expected to make it to the Final Four do, which is survive.
Right.
The Davidson game, they should not have won.
Right, exactly.
They were down 7 with a minute 3, I think it was.
Right.
And there was no way they should have won that game, and they pulled it out of nowhere, getting a turnover at the end and hitting a couple of big threes, which, you know, Vander Blue and some of the guys that hit threes are not...
They're not three-point shooters.
Great three-point shooters.
Right.
You know, they're a lot like Wichita State that way, which is playing LaSalle.
Right.
They seem to be the kind of team that is tough-minded, and I think it's Buzz Williams' best team. So that's the team I'm kind of zeroing in on here. We'll see what they can do with Miami. I think they could possibly beat Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see about the rest of it. Who knows about Duke?
Right.
I'm not real enthusiastic about Duke and Syracuse, or I'm sorry, Indiana.
Indiana, Syracuse. Yeah.
Was I saying Duke the whole time?
You said,
my God, it's Indiana.
It's
yeah,
Indiana.
I,
yep.
See the way we think about them. We think of Duke and Indiana as the same.
It's same thing. It's the same thing. What do you think? What ran through your head about Ben Howland and Tubby?
I probably am not. I'm one of the people that the only people that didn't have a problem with Tubby getting fired. Really,
mm-hmm. You're not the first person I heard say that. I heard John Goodman say the same thing today.
He's kind of recruited lately. He had, and when he hasn't, he's got 3 NBA players on that team, and they don't play with a lot of smarts. Sometimes.
No.
You see him beat a team like Indiana and Mbakwe run Cody Zeller all over the floor, and you're thinking, boy, this team could be really, really good. And then they basically, you know, and then they do the same thing. They play a good game against UCLA and then lay an egg against Florida.
And I saw, and look, they laid an egg against Illinois too, because I mean, they have better athletes than Illinois does.
Yeah, yeah, and they just don't play with a lot of brains, a lot of smart.
Yeah.
So Ben Howland is not a very pleasant guy.
No, and he's not.
He sometimes, I think, hurts himself with the fact that he's sort of coarse and I'm the smartest guy in the room kind of attitude all the time. And I suppose that hurt him. Bill Walton on TV probably didn't help him too much.
I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
But, you know, that said, I saw what he did with Pittsburgh. Someone will snap him up in a second. I don't know that you can say the same about Tubby. You know, Tubby might have hit the end of the road as far as a high major. Someone's going to snap up Ben Howland.
Mid-major, yeah, I agree with that part about the mid-major. There'll be a mid-major that will look at Tubby Smith and say, hey, what do you think?
Yeah, but it'll be something like Western Kentucky where Howland is going to get a high major, pick him up right away.
Right. Norwood Teague being in Minnesota, does that make it a little more intriguing because of Shaka Smart?
I suppose, but, you know, Minnesota is a funny place.
They don't have facilities. You and I both know they do not. They have some of the poorest facilities in the Big Ten when it comes to basketball.
They value basketball more than any, you know, more than many teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And yet they don't support it. You know, they support it with fans, but not with facilities. So it's a funny place. And yet there's some kids up there. It's not like it's a wasteland as far as recruiting.
Well, it's the only Division I school in the state.
Mike Muscala, you know.
Yes, he's a Minnesota kid.
You're telling me Minnesota couldn't have used Mike Muscala?
Yeah, no kidding.
There's players up there. Mm-hmm. So while it's not Indiana, I think it's a good job. We'll see what happens. I feel as though what happened in Indiana is, you know, that's so symptomatic of what you can do at a school with tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was at rock bottom. That place was at absolute rock bottom, and Crean has gotten this up to the top of the mountain in, what, 3 years?
Yeah, and Dan Dockage told me, he said, look, Hall's, Watford, and Oladipo actually changed the culture when they came in for the simple reasons that they went from a team that enjoyed nightlife under Kelvin to suddenly having gym rats that wanted to be in the gym.
Yeah, I would say that makes a lot of sense. Indiana's a funny team in that I don't think, you know, who was going to get the ball at the end of that Temple game?
Oh, I agree. There's not really a go-to guy. You would assume that Zeller and a half in the post is a go-to guy. But Oladipo dramatically improved his game over the summer, and he would not have hit that shot a year ago, and you and I know it.
Yeah, and yet it looked like they were going for Zeller on the low blocks left.
Yeah.
Or holes off a little, and then Zeller made a great pass.
Yeah.
I suppose you can do it with an ensemble cast, but that's what they have.
Yeah.
And it could have really gotten them against Temple in that game. So I'm not a big believer either in Crean or in this Indiana team the way some people are. I think somebody's coming out of the other side of that bracket, be it Miami or Marquette. I'm not sure which. That's just the way I've always felt. And I'm not a big Indiana believer. I don't know. Because of that, I don't see a great point guard. There's not a great lead guard who can lead the show in those situations. Mm-hmm. And maybe they can find each other the way Zeller found Oladipo at the end of that game for the big three, but that bothers me. I want a great lead guard.
If they have Wyatt, oh boy. Wyatt switches teams, oh boy. You know what I mean? You're talking about
something. But you know what, Steve? Cummings could not get them into a play and couldn't get Wyatt the ball.
And that killed them down the stretch.
Yeah, and they don't have a great lead guard either.
Yeah.
So that's your problem. He's still a kid, and he's very young, so we'll see where that goes. But I love a great lead guard like Larkin at the end of games, which Miami has.
Oh, yes.
And that's the thing. I think in a Miami-Indiana matchup, I just love that. And I love Larinaga versus Crean. So we'll see. Maybe I'm full of crap.
Maybe I am, too.
Have been before.
So have I. At least we admit it. I could sit here and I could talk hoops with you for hours. But I'm sorry, Reg, we have to move on. I really could. I could talk hoops with you for hours and you know it.
Yeah, we have some fun. I was happy to see you at Philly. That was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Hey, have a good time down in D.C., and maybe next week we can hook you up again and get your perspective on the Final Four.
Anytime, Bubba.
Okay. Thanks, pal.
That is David Jones, Harrisburg Patriot News, knocking around on a little bit of hoops on this afternoon. Josh Yowie, next half hour, coming up on the Penguins' winning streak. Kevin, later. We have you penciled in on IndyCar racing, what, at 5:12
yeah,
today?
I heard you 5:05. I heard you earlier. You're a funny man. It's all right. It's an off week anyway to get ready for Barber.
Except for Memorial Day weekend, it's always an off week.
For you.
Based on the ratings for vast parts of America.
Well, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on last weekend. It was a tough weekend for sports on TV.
Did they even crack a one?
I don't know. I'll look it up just for you.
You know, I'm going to guess it was 0.6.
No, I think they got at least a one.
Look it up.
A three.
A three?
A three?
A three?
A three.
I vote 0.6. Look it up. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
When the temperature starts to rise, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. From washes and waxes to replacement parts like brake pads and shocks, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need at guaranteed low prices. Get your vehicle in shape for the warmer months ahead. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your spring car care needs. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is your favorite Italian gorgeous and balanced, crisp as an apple, and authentic, like Cabot Pinot Grigio? Or is your favorite Italian smooth as silk, and alluring as dark cherries and red berries, like Cabot Pinot Noir? Or is your favorite Italian vibrant, aromatic, and as delicately sweet as an apricot, like Cabot Moscato? No matter which wine you prefer, the award-winning Cabot Collection is America's favorite Italian.
Imported by Palm Bay International, Boca Raton, Florida. Campaign financed according to EC Regulations Number 123407.
There's only one true truck month, Ram. Because when you only build trucks, you end up building the new Ram 1500, the 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and the 2013 North American Truck of the Year. With best-in-class 25 mpg highway and unsurpassed powertrain warranty. Ram 3500, best-in-class 30,000 pounds of towing capacity. Come see why there's only one true truck month, Ram. During Truck Month, well-qualified lessees can lease the 2013 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a Hemi V8 engine for $289 a month for 36 months with zero due-it signing. Tax, title, and license extra. Standard pickup class, EPA estimated V6 4x2. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Class based on 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for lease details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Must take delivery by 4-1. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Did you know Evangelical Community Hospital offers care locations in Lewisburg, Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Milton, Northumberland, and Stevens Grove? Evangelical has you covered for your primary care, as well as imaging services, laboratory and physical therapy needs in convenient locations to accommodate your busy schedule. You don't have to travel to the hospital to get the services you seek. Whether closer to work or home, these offices offer you the convenience you're looking for. To find the Evangelical office closest to you, visit evanhospital.com.
When you smile.
When you smile.
When you smile.
You make a lasting impression.
It makes you happy.
And makes other people smile.
And you can start smiling.
Thanks to Paul Vidunas Family Dentistry in Mifflinburg.
Specializing in anxiety-free dentistry, Dr. Paul Vidunas and his staff treat you like family. It's a relaxing atmosphere that leaves you at ease while you get a full spectrum of dental care. From checkups to restorative and cosmetic dentistry, you get
a reason to smile.
Market Street, Mifflinburg, and at VidunasDental.com.
Call 966-1511 and
smile!
Ready to get your thumbs green? Don't miss the Landscape and Garden Showcase at the Susquehanna Valley Mall now through the 30th. during mall hours, see everything you need for landscaping, hardscaping, fencing, pools, and tubs. Mowers, tractors, and whackers. Talk with the pros, get ideas, and get growing to the Landscape and Garden Showcase at the Susquehanna Valley Mall now through the 30th.
Call everyone and head to the Landscape and Garden Showcase at the Susquehanna Valley Mall, sponsored by News Radio 1070 WKOK.